A recurring quandary around the holiday season is what to get for the music lover on your shopping list. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Weekend Edition's music director Ned Wharton drops down our chimney every December with his suggestions for the best discs of the year. Ned's list for 2007 includes jazz, classical, world music, and rock.
The New Jersey band Fountains of Wayne took the indie pop world by storm a few years ago with the racy song Stacy's Mom and their solid CD Welcome Interstate Managers. Maybe they were victims of their own success. The music media jumped all over Out-of-State Plates, their collection of demos and leftovers released in 2005. But by the time their new studio CD came out this year, critics were reluctant to generate buzz. It's a shame because their latest is as strong as anything they put out. It's called Traffic and Weather. 540, Channel 6 News team. Breaking story, better get rich quick scheme. One anchor turns and faces the other. Says it's time that I made you my lover. Ooh, we belong together. Like traffic and weather. Like traffic and weather. Newscasters hitting on each other in the title track are typical of the vivid characters that populate a Fountains of Wayne song. Here's a taste of another track. Two men sit in the corner of a diner. Both of them look quite a bit like Carl Reiner. Like modern-day Edward Hoppers, songwriters Adam Schlesinger and Chris Collingwood paint scenes of urban life that jump off the canvas, creating perfect pop miniatures. The waitress picks it up with the half-eaten bagels. When the shift is over, she goes back to Mayola. Sits on the couch, opens up a Diet Cola and says, I'm so sick of this place. I'm so ready for a change of pace. I'm just looking for a new routine. So she spins her globe, and the next thing you know, she's living in Liechtenstein. If you're shopping for music for the younger set, or simply the young at heart, how about this title, Proof of Youth? That's the name of this exuberant 2007 release from the Go Team. The Go Team mastermind Ian Parton was a documentary filmmaker. As a songwriter, he's obsessed with the idea of melody and catchiness, and boy are these hooks catchy. It's a lo-fi affair layered with samples from tutorial films, found sounds, hip-hop beats, and schoolyard shout-outs, but what could become chaos leads to loads of fun. That reminds me, don't forget to stock up on some party music as New Year's comes round. How about this for the mix? From the Danish group Junior Senior and their CD, Hey Hey My My Yo Yo. The Danes have been partying to this music since 2005 when it was released abroad, but this year Ryko picked it up to share the joy with us here in the States. The American release also includes a 7-song EP of unreleased material. Definitely an 80s sound going on there. And if you want to go even more retro for your New Year's bash, how about this?
Old black magic has me in a spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
They called her the Queen of Swing and the First Lady of Las Vegas. Keely Smith is singing here with her husband Louis Prima on the Essential Capital Collection. They won a Grammy nearly 50 years ago for the song, That Old Black Magic. In a spin.
the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
For the world music fan on your shopping list, check out Barcelona's Ojos de Brujo. Last year, they brought us Techari, a fiery fusion of flamenco and hip-hop. This year, the songs have been shaken and stirred for a set of Techari remixes. Techari Remixes is a digital-only release available online through services such as iTunes or directly from the label website, 6degreesrecords.com. Most of the remixes are trippy, amped-up versions of the originals, but one cut actually morphs the music away from the dance floor sound for an ethereal, piano-backed version of the song Corre Lola Corre. Downloading music such as that Ojos de Brujo may mean instant gratification, but there's no substitute for a beautifully packaged and recorded CD. Sky Blue from the Maria Schneider Orchestra comes with two booklets, one focusing on Schneider's compositions with pictures of sheet music scribblings that trace the genesis of each piece, and another scrapbook of photos from the recording session with shots of an all-star band including sax players Steve Wilson and Donnie McCaslin, pianist Frank Kimbo, singer Luciano Souza, guitarist Ben Maunder, and trumpeter Ingrid Jensen. In a classical vein, one of the most beautiful and haunting melodies ever written for the violin came not from centuries past. It wasn't even written for the concert stage, but for a film, The Red Violin. American composer John Corigliano's music was played by violinist Joshua Bell. Now the film music has been shaped into a full concerto, and the premiere recording with Maren Alsop conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra was released this year on Sony Classical. Also in the classical realm, let's see, does P.D.Q. Bach count? He's the long-lost member, well, non-existent member, actually, of the Bach family. The Jekyll and Hyde Tour is on Telarc Records. Peter Schickley, professor of musicology and musical pathology at the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople, is our PDQ expert.
Several sections start out exactly like the Beethoven, but then they get farther and farther away, and this is a perfect illustration of the thing that has been said about PDQ Bach, which is that the most original places in his music occur where what he couldn't remember how what he was stealing from went.
That's a bit of Menuetto No Sweato from P.D.Q. Bach's string quartet called The Moose. Onward now from the silly to the sublime. Here's some music that seems to fit the spirit of the season. It wasn't written for any particular tradition or religion or ritual. In fact, this music is purely improvised by Lynn Barnes, who plays the lute, and harpist Allison Hampton. Thank you. Washington-based duo of Barnes and Hampton found themselves on holiday in Paris, where they rented an apartment on the left bank not far from the Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. They asked the curé if they could record and perform an impromptu concert in the space, and he agreed. The CD Rose Window also includes their performances at Saint-Sulpice. It may have been recorded in a Christian setting, but the music seems appropriate for many moods of the season, the Festival of Lights, Christmas, Twelfth Night, the winter solstice, or any time the snow sparkles on a clear, cold night.
You can hear full songs from Ned Wharton's CD gift guide and read many more lists at npr.org/music. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from David Rector, Christine Arrowsmith, Laura Krantz, Dave Nagaris, and Becky Martinez. Ken Bader is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, with audio engineer Ted Mebane. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.